From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Michael Taylor reading Nightmare House, the first book in the Harrow House series by Douglas Clegg. Now, let's begin with Nightmare House. Prologue. Stet Fortuna Domus. It was the carving above the keystone of the house. May the house's fortune stand. The old man had stolen that phrase from another Harrow, but it fit this place. At least it fit his wishes for his Harrow. A telling moment. When I was 6 years old and on one of my infrequent but wonderful stays at my grandfather's estate, he told me that there were three things to watch for in the world. While I could not, 10 minutes later, remember a single one, what I remember now is the warmth of his hand, the musty smell of the ill-fitting suit that must have lived most of the year within a closet full of mothballs, and the way he could not stop looking at me as if I were the most important child in the world, even with my lies and games and pouts and stolen gingerbread men from the kitchen. It was the only time I felt this in my childhood. I never forgot that moment. Even now, I can't judge him beyond knowing that my grandfather loved me and wanted all this for me. It was the house. What the house held. I would never call a work of architecture evil, nor would I suggest that a house could be anything but a benign presence. It is always the human element that corrodes the stones and the wood and the brick and the foundation. It is the human heart that bends the floors and burns the rooms and imbues the structure with the spirit of error and false remembrance. Imagine this house, this estate, this property, the acreage, the river, the trees, the garden.